When it comes to healthcare, more is not necessarily better. There have been various studies finding so-called rescue medicine can actually lead to worse outcomes for dying patients. Now, a first-of-its-kind study compares specific hospitals. Wisconsin hospitals are considered conservative with costly healthcare services. In other words, a dying patient is likely to spend less time in intensive care and see a specialist fewer times than in other places around the country. As the population ages, there's an increasing need for more end-of-life care. One in four hospitals have specific programs for palliative care. Meritor Hospital in Madison will have one going by July. Dr. Ann Catlett will direct it. She says those with chronic illnesses, for instance, emphysema and congestive heart failure, should have a choice whether they want to get treatment at home or in a hospital.
Do you want increased quantity of life at the expense of fewer days at home, maybe more days in the hospital, more days on the ventilator or whatever? Or do you want more quality of life, staying at home, being with your loved ones, avoiding hospitalizations, even if it means your life may be shortened?
Dr. Catlett says the study by the Dartmouth Atlas Project echoes what patients locally have indicated, that they prefer dying at home or hospice instead of being in a hospital. The Dartmouth study compared treatment of Medicare patients. It concluded that government health spending in the program could be reduced as much as 30% if hospitals stop providing services that don't prolong a dying patient's remaining days and may not enhance it, leading to what the report calls high-tech death. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.